What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 216, hopefully the last episode of us being in podcast jail, of the Bad Motivators. I, of course, am Eric Strothers, and with me, as always, are my two excellent co-hosts, one Mr. Luke Cruiser.
Hey there.
And one Mr. Dallas Wood.
Jazz and AWOL, that's our team. Step inside the party and disrupt the whole scene. When it comes to the beats, well, I'm a fiend. I like my sugar with coffee and cream.
So you got to keep it going full steam.
Yep.
Nice.
Too sweet to be sour, too nice to be mean.
Even the BC voice right now are like, that was the whitest thing I've ever heard.
I was curious to see if you would call me out for cracker rap when there was actual crackers rapping.
No. It's still cracker rap.
Okay.
So, fair enough. So, hey, guys.
Hey, well, speaking of Twitter jail, I have, like, united with the Fandom Kings and, you know, we've got this jail lockhouse under control. I've got Eric and Luke protected right now. But let's just be honest, the wardens aren't communicating with us. But, you know, our friendly guards, Iraj and Steele, are getting us out there to the public.
Well, we're not in Twitter jail. We are in podcast jail.
Yeah.
Podcast jail. Sorry. So I've only been in Twitter jail. This is my first time that something wasn't Twitter jail.
For those of you guys who don't know what we're talking about, the Bad Motivators are in podcast prison because my beloved Taylor Swift putting the end in every show.
Let's just emphasize his.
Well, hey, man, I think Taylor Swift is awesome. Doing that and putting a Taylor Swift song at the end, well, guess what? Her record label had things to say about that. For example, quit using our property to make yourself money. And I'm like, dude, it's a podcast. I don't make any money. As a matter of fact, we're in the hole. So speaking of which, hey, cue up that Sarah McLachlan song, Arms of the Angels.
No, I hate that song.
We're going to need
that dog commercial.
We need some, our legal defense team is being funded via Patreon, interestingly enough. And you can visit patreon.com/thebadmotivators, where you'll find zero Patreon shows recently, thanks to me having to spend two solid days fixing the show so that we would have the slightest hope of appealing to the parole board. And they're like, meh. You're serving the rest of your sentence. It's 2 weeks or nothing. Yeah. So, but yeah, look for Patreon shows there. They're neat. They're real neat. And we've considered mixing it up. Maybe taking the first, I don't know. Let's see. This is episode 216. Taking the first 214 episodes off of the main feed and putting them on Patreon. You know, something like that.
That's throw if they our, want us to, if we want to get out of jail. Like the parole board comes in and says, you guys put that all on Patreon.
Yeah,
we'll consider letting you back into the free society.
But anyway, I mean, we want to leave it up there. You know, it's just, I don't know, man. It's my own fault. I have hope.
R5 was saved in the desert, and he became a very nice ladies map robot.
With any luck, by the time you hear this, we'll have 1 week left. And so the following episode, we will be back on the Bad Motivators feed. But big, big thanks to Iraj Dolatshahi at The Sith List, which is the other podcast I am on, and our friend Steele Saunders, who is the host and like genius behind the Steel Wars podcast. And if you've ever listened to any of our episodes that are equally divisible by 25, then you have heard him before. Both of them put our last episode and hopefully this episode on their podcast feeds so that the world can get their fill of the Bad Motivators. Yep. And, you know, what's nice is that we don't have access to the stats, so we don't have any idea if people listened or not. Yeah. So,
hey, and if
which
if
has been killing me, by the way.
Yeah, if you're new to this show, sorry for being so terrible, but maybe sometimes we put some gold out there, so we're worth following. So subscribe.
Sometimes.
But the stats thing, like since day one, that's been like one of the things that I did. I always kind of tell them, like, hey, we're doing this one. So like it became like a tick for me where like I have a, I don't know if you know how Samsung's working. You guys are both Apple people, but there's a little sidebar you can pull out and has apps in it. And I had the Podbean app right there. I could just like refresh it. It's like refresh. Yeah, there's some more media downloads. I'm like, oh, sweet. and I'm a little tally of as we're going along, and like not being able to do that for a week, I think is good. I think it's good that I've not been able to do that.
Yeah, dude, even though I gave up looking at it a long time ago. It broke my heart.
I'm a creature of habit, man. It doesn't matter if it was two or the usual 20 million. Like it's just, you know, it just.
What is funny is that they got us at the peak of our podcast stardom. Our last episode, so this would have been episode 213, which was the last one released on our feed, like normal, got 30 million downloads. Crazy, which was a record for us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It broke our previous record of 29,999,992. So like yeah,
McDonald's in 1972.
We picked up eight more downloads, cracked 30 million, man. It was pretty great. But I mean, anyhow.
It's just crazy we don't have a sponsorship yet, you know? Or even crazier that
Podbean... Yeah, not even Laughing Clown Malt Liquor.
Right, or like Podbean wouldn't take their biggest star and like suspend us for 2 weeks. Like, they must be really trying to send a message. That's all I can think of.
I would say so, but... Yeah, well, sure. Anyhow, I still think Taylor Swift is awesome, and I'm not going to stop thinking that because she is awesome. But anyhow, you know... One of the big
company sucks though.
One of our favorite segments on the show, it used to be one of our favorites, and now it's like that sad uncle that after he got divorced and nobody really likes him when he comes to
bachelor town.
When he comes to the family reunions and stuff, it's like this segment is that guy right here. Well, Uncle Jim, we're glad you're here, I guess. Go ahead and make yourself a plate to take home with you. Because we know you're going home to your sad-ass, lonely life now that Lorraine left you. But
can you please not eat the entire shrimp cocktail this time? It's a big shrimp cocktail. Don't eat all of it this time. Yeah, thank you.
And you do not even think about touching that cinnamon toast crunch, you jackass.
Mm-mm. And don't take a shit in the master bathroom.
Yeah. But anyway, so who wants to be the who? Who wants to be the who that tells the what?
I have the most who, so I'll go last.
Okay.
You mean the most what?
What? Yes, the most what. Sorry.
You got multiple people.
Luke's throwing me off with Uncle Jim doing an upper decker in the master bathroom.
I got nothing. Carry on. Except smiles. Eric?
Okay. Well, boy, oh boy, do I have big news. I got nothing. And you know what? That's fine. That's cool. I am used to it by now. There are a couple things that I would actually get, but you know, I'm at a point in my life where I want to see it in the wild. I want to hold it in my hand before I commit to purchasing it.
He wants to smell the packaging. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And we're in the process of looking for a house that I think bringing more stuff into this one is probably a mistake.
Probably, because you're going to move at some point.
Yep. So I guess I got nothing except for some sheet music. I bought some sheet music so that I can, get through this gig I got coming up on Friday. Wish me luck, everyone. Dallas. Tell us what you got.
Before Dallas goes, I got to say something, Eric. The nightmare you're going to have moving all that stuff when you move.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's not even the nightmare necessarily of having to move it all. It's the nightmare of having to move it all past your wife as you bring it down the stairs.
You know, she's pretty keen to what's going on up here. She's not happy about it, but she
ever shake the inside of those hollow boxes you got back there?
Yeah, those movie theater display.
I think that what's actually going to happen with that is it will just feel embarrassed for me more than mad that I have stuff in there.
I actually, that thought came to my mind. I'm like, you know what? She ain't gonna be mad. She's just gonna be embarrassed.
She's gonna be embarrassed stuff in about me. And
my wife is fully embarrassed about my collection. Like, that's so gonna I be know the deal. Yours is.
My wife just like, just keep it in your fucking room. I don't care what you do.
Well, so Dallas, what'd you get, man?
So I got something really cool. But I have to tell the story of how I got it, because it was like kind of a who got what, just the circumstance of getting it.
Okay.
So this week for work, I had to fly out to a couple auctions in California, and the plan was to pick up a car that I'd already purchased that was already at one of the auctions while I was there, so I didn't have to rent a car. So I used my Marriott points, so I didn't use any hotel, didn't spend any money really other than fuel and food. So that was kind of like being frugal with this business trip. So I flew down to Southern California where our friend Araj is. And the plan originally was to meet up with Steele, but Araj was available right away. And Steele lives in West Hollywood, so it's like really hard where I was at in the area. It would have had to like be 2 hours out of my way just with traffic and everything. So it just didn't work out. So next time I'm going to try and meet up with him. But anyway, I met up with our buddy Araj and also met up with our friends Claire and Noah. Outlaw, Claire Stribling and Noah Outlaw, and just had a great time. We did some pub crawling and everybody was vaccinated. So that was kind of the best part. Even though we were like wearing our masks and everything, it was just knowing, like, even though this group hasn't hung out together in a while, like, we weren't worried about the virus because everybody was vaccinated. It was kind of a nice feeling, kind of felt normal for once. So if I had just gotten those experiences with Araj and Noah and Claire, I would have been a great week. It would have been like getting a Lego Star Destroyer, Eric. Like, that was a great week. I needed that. But Araj and I went to the town where he lives, near where he lives. It's Claremont, California. And he said, hey, let's meet up near where Lorena works. And it's like this like college town, bunch of like shops and stuff and restaurants. You can just walk around. And he brought his son, Malik. And so we were like walking around there, grabbed some sandwiches and some coffee. And he said, hey, let me take you over to this comic book shop. And we go over this, and God, I just cannot remember the name of this place. It had a cool name. But anyway, I picked up that anime graphic novel about Luke Skywalker. And if my phone wasn't updating, because I got a new phone tonight, I could tell you, I took a picture of it, but I think it's called The Legend of Luke Skywalker. It's in that anime style.
Yeah, it's that book we all read, but it's been put into a MAGA.
MAGA style. So I bought it because...
Manga.
Yeah, good sorry. Save.
Not MAGA. So sorry.
Sorry, that fucker has infiltrated our entire DNA of our country.
Seriously, I don't even want to remember any of that.
It
comes out...
You know what's great, though? When's the last time you heard anybody really talk about him?
Thank you. That has been fantastic.
But anyhow, let's back up a second. I remember not long after the election results were finally called and all that, that somebody tweets, if I never see a red hat again for as long as I live, it'll still be too soon. And of course, I replied, yeah, I don't like Fred Durst either.
See, that's sad because I was going to make my red New York hat resurgence. I was going to bring it back. I was going to bleach my hair and everything. It's sad, sad. He ruined it. Trump ruined it, not Fred Durst.
Yeah. Even though we know Eric doesn't like Fred Durst.
You can think whatever you want.
what's funny is I was on Amazon Music. They have all these random radio stations and whatnot. Uh-huh. And like, because I guess my age and the music I've selected over the years, it'll be like 90s rock hits or like 2000s rock hits or whatever. And like, it's going through all these two. I was listening to the 2000s one. I was like, man, this is just like going back that memory lane. And I'm starting to think like all these bands are the ones that are cool to hate now. Like almost every single.
Was it like Linkin Park and like?
Yeah, it was like Linkin Park and Stained and like.
Chevelle? It was Chevelle.
I don't think Chevelle was ever hated on. Chevelle's a good fucking band. But
I like that band. I saw them live, man. They're great.
But like, Nickelback came on, right?
Oh, fuck Nickelback, though.
Well, I knew
you'd quit say that. A job because a boss would only listen to Nickelback in the truck I had to ride around with him. It's the only thing he would listen. I'm like, I can't do this job anymore, man. Fuck this band.
Here's the thing. Like when I was trying to think when Silverside Up, whatever it's called, came out, I think I was probably...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
13, maybe? I can't remember. But I liked that album and the album before it. And then like shortly after that, they started like, I can't blame them because they made a lot of money. They went to like kind of like the, like the, like the party rock style, you know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. like the kind of music that would constantly get played in bars and whatever else, and like played at big things, and mm-hmm. And they would sell out concerts. People go just get wasted at their concerts and whatever, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like whatever. I was ever a diehard, but there's all kinds of stuff like that, and like Godsmack and all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
On there Disturbed. That I listened the shit out of back in the day.
Disturbed. System of a Down.
Yeah, Disturbed made a comeback because of their covers, like because they did the Sound of Silence.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. And they did that. I don't know if that's what the song was called, but it's like it's the If I Ever Lose My Faith in You. Is that what the song is called?
Oh no, I don't think that is it called just Faith.
I don't know. But Eric, you know what song I'm talking about? I know Dallas does. Eric, I'm talking about.
I know what song you're talking about for sure.
Hang on.
But like, anyways, Disturbed did a cover that too.
Dude,
but
is Good Charlotte in there?
I don't. Good Charlotte wasn't in that 2000s rock thing. I think
so. End up in there like that because I would feel like that's one of those bands like people like say if you like them, you're like a clown now if you like them.
I don't think that is. I think the bands that you if you admit these to like today from that era, you would get made fun of are Nickelback, Limp Bizkit,
Creed.
I think those three bands are major players in that. Like if you're still getting down to like Alter Bridge or something, or like
see, and I would like to throw Train in there, but I think people like Train.
I don't know.
I think Train is awful.
Well, and I know Eric likes the guitar player who was in Creed and Alter Bridge. He's a pretty good guitar.
Mark Tremonti's a great player, man. Yeah. And hey, man. Also Alter Bridge, the vocalist in there. You want to hear something crazy? You want to hear a little bit of information you may or may not know?
It was you.
You did it?
Yeah, it was me. Yeah, Miles Kennedy. You remember the movie Rockstar?
Yeah,
with remember the kid Mark Wahlberg? He pulls up out of the crowd at the end and leaves him on stage and walks off?
Yeah.
Miles Kennedy.
Huh.
Lead singer of Slash's band when he was touring.
Oh, were they called
Slash Velvet a Snake Pit?
Oh, Slash a Snake Pit. Yeah, but wasn't he in Velvet Underground too? Or is that a different super
group? Are you thinking of Velvet Revolver?
Yeah, Velvet Revolver.
Sorry, fuck. God,
yeah, with the lead singer of
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah. Was Scott something?
Scott
Weiland.
Yeah.
Weiland.
Yeah.
Because he died like 10, 15 years ago, didn't he? Scott Weiland.
I don't remember how many years ago, but yeah, he died.
He's dead.
Huh. Oh yeah, he's been dead. Because I think he died when Velvet Revolver was still a thing.
Well, yes and no.
They
didn't officially break up or anything, but they weren't going to be putting a record out.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it was just funny to go through all those old songs. Me and the wife are just like getting down. I'm like, yeah, a lot of these groups you would get made fun of for listening to these days. But maybe in like 20 years it'll come back around. I'm like, oh, this music is awesome. Like, duh, totally.
Well, while we're on the subject, have you noticed how popular Blink 182 has become with Gen Z?
Well, I mean, I don't think they ever fell out of popularity. Their last album was really big.
It was really big, but like my kids are like, Dad, this band is awesome. Like they've been listening to their Amazon Music and finding new music, and they've discovered Blink 182. And I'm like, wait, I've been to like five of their shows.
Yeah, you know, they're a great band. They write good songs. Their production values are always good. I like their pop punk background vocal stylings. And there was a guy, and I wish I had saved the link. He was doing a cover of some song as if it were by Blink 182.
Okay.
And it freaking ruled.
Oh, really?
It was so good, man. Lumberjack Nick shared it. You guys keep talking and I'll look it up. I won't play it on the show because we'll get fired again. But
no shit, right? We'll get our friend's podcast fired that they're loaning us some space on. Speaking of Blink 182, one thing going back and listening to the music with them, like with the kids, because they're so excited about the band, Travis Barker, the drummer, man, like I forgot how elite this dude was at playing, man.
He's like the literal representation of Animal from the Muppet Show.
But like it's in time and it makes sense too. Like that guy can play his nuts off, man. Like just going back, like having stepped away from that band for several years, like just gotta give some Travis Barker love out there.
He also suffers some, I believe, from major elbow and shoulder issues because he hits his drums way so hard. Like he beats the shit out of his drums every time he plays.
But that just means he's passionate. Tells me he's passionate. You know,
either that or he doesn't give a damn about drum heads
or a shoulder or elbow. Something I did not either, but it didn't last as long as it has for him. Fortunately, you know, he got money.
Wow. Yeah, they got rid of Tom DeLonge left the band with their newer stuff. So
did you see that TikTok of him at the Dodger game where they're playing Blink 182 and he's in the crowd and he's like filming himself, kind of going, "Oh fuck."
yeah. And they replaced him with Matt Skiba, who was a member of one of my favorite bands, like in high school in early 20s, was Alkaline Trio, which in my opinion is way better than Blink 182. But that's just
Does it work though? Because I don't think I've heard anything that wasn't Tom DeLonge.
I think it works. I mean, it's just I don't know. I've not liked Blink 182 since. I can't remember.
Well, and Tom DeLonge did.
Oh, since before you were born.
Tom DeLonge did like another band, Boxcar Racer, I want to say.
Yeah, I think they did one, maybe two
they
albums.
They had a hit. Yeah, they had a big hit off that first album. It slapped. I liked it.
I liked that first album.
Yeah, that first album slapped. I liked it. I can't remember the name of any of the songs, but it just, like, I bet if I went into Amazon, it would come up right away.
Yeah. So, Eric, did you find what you were looking for?
No.
Oh, sweet.
Sure didn't. Well. I'm sorry.
Man, I was like stretching out longer than I think I needed to.
I wish that if I come across it, man, I'll let you know. Right. It was very, very good.
Well, anybody listening probably enjoys band talk anyway. I could talk about bands all day long, personally.
Nobody loves us. I just want to make that clear.
No. We are definitely Star Wars redheaded stepchild for sure. We actually have one in part of our group.
Right here. Hello.
Token.
So
ginger.
Anyway.
Did I talk about on the show how like I pulled up I found out I was related to Robert the Bruce?
Yes, you said that.
Okay, I thought I talked about that. Like I look just don't like believe him. It's fucking you. Freaky. Look him up. Look up the picture of him, dude. It's fucking freaky.
You look like who?
Robert the Bruce, the King of Scotland. The last famous King of Scotland, I should say.
Yeah. Well,
wacky.
Did you get anything else, man? We sort of derailed that.
No. I didn't really get to talk about it either. It's really cool. I'm not going to lie. I bought it to give to my daughter because, you know, she suffers from dyslexia. So we're trying to like the tutor, like the coaching group we're taking her to, the after school program that we're paying lots of money for. They're like, hey, she really enjoys comic books. So get some graphic novels. And so I was reading through it while I was on the trip just to see, just, you know, to make sure it would be of quality to help with her dyslexia. And man, I can't wait till she finishes it because I got like the first 20 or so pages and this thing's probably 100 something pages easily. And just excellent. I recommend it's worth the $12. Go buy it. Like they should charge 40. That's how much I like it. You know, I was a fan of anime in high school and obviously stepped away from it just because of distractions in my life over the years. But I've always like reserved a place in my heart for like, you know, I was a huge fan of that at one time. You know what I mean? And it just brought back all those feelings of like the comics and graphic novels I had read. So again, if you guys are on the fence about this or haven't taken the time to go get it and you were interested in getting it, go get it. It's worth, it's just $12. Like, you won't regret spending the money. It's fantastic shit.
Sweet.
Cool. Excellent. Well, so are there, has anybody seen the, like the Bad Batch figures in the wild? Had either of you guys seen them?
No.
No.
And what I did see in California, because I actively went looking, is, man, I got to agree with Luke after the fact now. Jar Jar being $35 has really hindered him selling. He's on the shelves fucking everywhere.
Well, you know, here's something interesting. And we'll inevitably talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. But so Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the one dude from the Winter Soldier movie was in there. They break him out of prison. Spoiler alerts. I'm sorry it's too late. Anyway, boom, figure. Monday. So it's like, huh? So
Hasbro.
So that's possible then.
Who has a license with Marvel, made mm-hmm. a figure, and it was released shortly after the episode came out.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What's broken?
You see where I'm going here with this?
What's obviously broken here, guys?
Yeah.
You see where I'm headed with it?
Yes, okay? I know where you're going to go dancing.
Because here we are. Here we are. We've got, we're talking about Jar Jar specifically. And we just had, I mean, mind you, it seems like not very long ago, but at this point, it's been quite some time ago, Star Wars Celebration Chicago, when we had the Phantom Menace panel. And man, oh man, boy, oh boy. The anniversary of Phantom Menace, you say? Well, what better time to release a Jar Jar figure than right then? But guess what they didn't do? Release a Jar Jar figure.
Seriously, so, like who's running the Star Wars line of Hasbro?
And also,
where's my frog lady and her egg tank? Just kidding.
Another weird development in the toys. You know how we were all like, man, I wish they would account with more of the 20th anniversary of Phantom Menace packaging with the figures in there, right? You know,
yeah,
with
yeah.
But the car. Well, like they came
Boss
out.
Nass,
with, well, they Qui-Gon. Came out with more of those recently. I didn't know were a thing with the Phantom Menace packaging, but it doesn't have.
Inch?
Yeah, but it doesn't have the 20th anniversary of the Phantom Menace on the front. It has the 50th anniversary of Star Wars on the front with that stupid ass logo, but on the same packaging. So, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they just got behind and to get those figures done in time to have them into display. But one of them was Qui-Gon Jinn, so they already had him made. So I don't know what's going on. But they had the – I don't understand why they kept those back for the 50th anniversary and not with the 20th anniversary of the rest of them. It's weird.
Well, also – they did a Mace Windu, right? And just did it in normal packaging. That could have easily been one. They could have
It was
come out
one
with.
Of them. It was one.
But they like in the Phantom Menace, because he was in the Phantom Menace.
They did that. They put the.
So that's the, one of the ones. Okay.
They put the battle droid, the B1 battle droid. He's in that packaging now. They did the.
I gotta have it.
They did the Qui-Gon Jinn. They did Mace Windu. And there was. There was one or two more. I can't remember what they were. But anyways, the point is, like, maybe it was a Jar Jar. I'm not sure. But they should have had all those at Celebration when we went. The fact they didn't is bizarre. Because they were already made figures.
Well, number one, it was criminal because I had money, gobs of money back then to spend on this shit.
Yeah,
and no, they missed the boat on my money now.
Yeah, I bought the two they had there, no problem. Immediately, I was like, "Yes, give me those."
Yeah,
so yes, I don't know. Please. It just is. You're right, Eric. You're right to bring that up. Your point being that with the Mandalorian, they should have done what Steele has been saying forever. They should have done the Monday following the episode of the Mandalorian. They should have had here's the figure. Like, they would have sold a whole bunch of
them. Here's your Bo-Katan episode 3 drops second season. Here's Bo-Katan. Like, why isn't that figure available?
And I get them trying to keep a secret. They did a really good job with that. And so in order to have a figure out on like the day after, it's going to be harder to keep that secret. And that's why they announce a figure, but they don't have the figure. And I get it. But at the same time, I mean, what is it? Is it just that they don't have... I mean, there's a lot of Marvel fans out there. And, yeah. Are they not as crazy as Star Wars fans, I guess is what I'm asking. Where they would hunt that down and find it.
I don't think they buy toys like us. I seriously don't. Like, think about when you go to the action figure aisle in a Walmart. You can always find Marvel shit, but right now you can't find dick from Star Wars.
Well, and I'm going to tell you something else about those Marvel figures. They look so good.
Oh, yeah, they're gorgeous.
Their face sculpts are fantastic, and why it took the Star Wars figures so long to catch up is beyond me, but, you know.
I feel like it's a division president thing. Like, the management over the Lucasfilm property of Hasbro is just a fucking idiot.
I don't know. I do know because the figure you're talking about is, spoiler, Zemo. But Zemo's already been in other Marvel properties. So maybe they already had his scan or something. And once they found out that he was...
Repaint a what's-her-face from Rebels to look like a Bo-Katan? I mean, seriously.
Sabine? I don't know.
You can't repaint a Sabine to be a Bo-Katan. I mean... You already got it made.
I don't know. I think those are completely different body styles, but it is what you said. But what I'm saying is, it's like maybe that's what it was, because I've not seen anything else. Then again, I'm not looking, but I've not seen like any of the Falcon or Winter Soldier themselves toys like that. Maybe they are in there. I'm not seeing them or any WandaVision toys. I haven't seen that stuff either.
Well. Here's another missed opportunity, and we probably wouldn't have bought it. Speaking of Mandalorian 6-inch figures, the Luke Skywalker one. They already fucking have it. Just repackage it in Mandalorian stuff. You could have released that the day after.
Yeah, but then again, I'm just saying, though, that's when it comes up to you got to really worry about them, like people figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because people are going to be like, oh, I see what's going to happen here. Okay. He's going to send a Saracen. And now it's the end of this.
Yeah. So as we were saying, as far as crazy goes, like we care so much about the story or whatever that if any little detail gets out anywhere, then it's just like front page news across all Star
Probably
Wars
our
fandom.
Own fault is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are like 7,000 page Star Wars podcasts, so.
Yeah,
tell you something.
When we were starting, there was only 800.
Actually, when we started, there was only like 200, and there's not 7,000, but there's a lot. But you know what I mean? Like it's just, but yeah, that went a lot. That was 4 years ago. So I mean, I don't know. I think that there's ways that they could do it, but just the manufacturing time and keeping the secrets. I don't know. Like they release Funko Pops like every week. You know,
true. Here's the deal though, Funko Pops suck.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to own anymore. Anybody else want to buy any? I'm fucking done.
I mean, they don't suck, but it's just different. And the thing is, man, it's like giving it away. I am so glad that I was not that I my surprise wasn't ruined for Grogu and my surprise wasn't ruined for Luke Skywalker showing up. I mean, sure, we all expected it, but man, to have it like it was pretty badass.
So you know, it's like you know, what do you wasn't like most of the Phantom Menace already out there when the movie came out, like most maybe. Of the plot and everything like that, and
they made that massive leak, like that massive leak with the soundtrack, like right before the movie came out.
Oh yeah well, Qui-Gon's
like that was
end.
The big thing.
Qui-Gon's noble end. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Here it is. Listen to this real quick. And this dude's name, by the way, is, hang on, I have it right in front of me here. This guy's name is Alex Melton. Okay. And you'll recognize this song right away. And we'll just kind of talk through it. We're not going to get hit for this. It's a freaking cover of a song. I got it from YouTube. So here it comes. It's been 1 week since you
looked at me. All right. Steel here. Are you serious? These guys have been kicked off the internet for playing copyrighted music. And now they're on my feed and they're trying to play copyrighted music. It's someone doing a Blink, a Bare Naked Ladies cover as though they were Blink 182. So, and they just discuss it for a little bit. If you want to hear it with the music, go over to the Sith List feed, because Araj is nuts. He plays music on his podcast still. I don't know what's going on. But if you want a little Blink 182 tidbit, Tom DeLonge once made several vintage Star Wars Princess Leia figures kiss and make out in the back seat of my car. That's way better Blink 182 Star Wars content than whatever these people are talking about. But I think the copyrighted music is about to fade out. So back to their show. Bad motivated.
That's an actual Blink 182 riff.
Yeah, huh. It was tripping me out because I'm like, I know this song. This is Blink 182, but it's not Blink 182.
Here's the deal, though, man. That's how every Blink 182 song sounds, and fair. I don't mean to be glib. That's just how they sound, and that the guy managed to just nail it, which to me is very impressive. But you know, he's got some other ones that are pretty rad, and he's got like Semi-Charmed Life.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Who's that? Sonic Youth? Who does that song?
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind, yeah.
He's really good at this, man. Anyway, that one speaks to me. because I like Blink 182, and I also like that Bare Naked Ladies song.
I do like that Bare Naked Ladies
song. I feel like he did that just because he got to say sorry the way it because it's in the lyrics of the song, and this is how Tom DeLonge would say sorry.
I'm so sorry. He does a ton of like, and he'll do it the backwards way too. You know what I mean? Like he'll do a song in the vein of something else. Like he does First Date, but like it's a country song.
Oh no.
And you know, it's really good. If you're gonna do any of this, this is the guy's like he nails it. So anyhow, there you go. But speaking of crap on YouTube, you know what we should do, since we were just talking about all of these stupid things with the stupid other thing, is we should watch this Bad Batch trailer that we got, right? I mean, how about that thing?
Yeah.
Because here's the deal with the Bad Batch trailer. All right. That came out, of course, the day after we recorded, which why wouldn't it? Or was it 2 days after?
No, it was literally the next day.
And so, you know what? You got us, Star Wars, and that's fine. That's all fine and well. But, dude, I was floored at how much my excitement for the thing went up. Because it was quite a bit.
Yeah.
I was excited for it. And then this happened. And then I was like, hot damn, I can't wait to watch this. I wish it was coming out tomorrow.
Whoa.
You know,
you got super amped, huh?
Yeah.
We don't have to wait too long, though, do we?
May 4th.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Now, here's another thing.
Less than a month at this point.
Well, good job on the math, but
ace job with the math skills.
So yeah, ace job. So anyhow, what I was trying to say was this: the word is that first episode, 70 minutes long.
Yeah. Whoa!
How about that?
That's 10 minutes shy of a movie, really.
Well, yeah.
Or 20, you know, 20 minutes, you know, credits. So 20 minutes.
Whoops.
The shy of a movie. Probably got like 15 minutes of credits. Just kidding.
Yeah, they do have a lot of credits, but what are you going to do? Okay, so here's what we're going to do, man. We're going to take a look at this thing. I got a link that you can open in the Skype chat. It's called watchtogether.com. Thank you, watchtogether.com, for providing such a valuable service. Nobody touch anything, just open the link, and I will start the video for us when it's go time.
For everybody listening, this is my first time seeing it because I've been busy.
Not me. Been sitting around on my ass doing nothing the whole time.
He's just been watching this trailer over and over.
Over and over. This is my 1,000th time.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now, this will make actually 1,001. So, all right, buckle in, because here comes the Bad Batch.
A test is in order.
Is it playing for you?
Yeah.
Good.
More capable.
It looks really good, though.
Oh, this is like the Kamino.
Yet this is a concerning level of disobedience.
New droids.
In disregard for orders.
Dude, Tarkin. Excellent.
What else you got? Give me
It's gotta be Steve Stanton, right?
I think so, yeah.
Our squad's nothing but trouble.
It looks super clean.
Oh, yeah. The animation is like off the notch.
You know, it's Clone Wars-esque, but like the animation's more smooth. There's not as many hard edges.
Let's go.
Echo.
So if you watch this with the closed captions on,
let's blow something up.
That clone's name, the little one, the kid, is Omega.
We're all you need.
Oh. As in the end.
I want Clone Force 99 found and wiped out.
The galaxy's a dangerous place to be.
We need to get out of here.
Fennec Shan.
What do you say, kid? You want to come with us?
How can I help?
That kid looks real Boba Fetty.
Doesn't he?
I can't tell if it's a boy or a girl.
Like a laser bow.
With the past. The decision is yours. We do what we do.
Of course, Saw Gerrera.
Yeah.
Strap in, kid.
Yeah. How about them apples, man?
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, full disclosure. They've always been really good at trailers for these things.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to crap on it. I think that this is going to be pretty great. And I don't know, man. How do you feel about it now?
Go ahead, Dallas.
I was excited for it. I really dug the episodes we did get, but I just saw this. I'm like, wow. So we're going to get to see a lot of callbacks to Clone Wars, which I think is appropriate for this show. You know, like seeing the Citadel, the training center where we saw that ARC Trooper episode where, you know, they weren't getting their shit together and then they finally like came together at the end and then they brought them back like when the droid army attacked Kamino. Like just all the callbacks to that. But then you've got Tarkin and just like it seems like they're going to really get some substance out of this short run series. I'm excited for it. Really excited for it.
I wonder if they're going to go through the process of how they didn't react in Order 66. Like, because obviously they're not just out trying to slay Jedi. They're doing whatever. So I don't know. Maybe not. But a lot of people made the comment that they wonder if that girl is the Palpatine clone. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Well, it is one of those things that you do have to wonder.
Yeah.
Because Omega is Greek for last.
Yeah.
And you know, the whole Palpatine thing, you had the last clone. Obviously the one that worked out, but when did that all start? Because I don't know that the age would work out right. I do think it's cool that you've got the whole out on the run from the Empire.
Yeah.
That they want him destroyed and all that, which is a cool addition, I guess, to say. I didn't know what to expect exactly.
Well, so having that, I thought they let them just like age out. So I thought that's what they did with them. I didn't think they actually hunted them down. Is it just a bad batch to hunt down? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Clone Force 99.
Okay,
yeah.
My bad.
Which is them. So, you know, that's cool. I mean, I wonder if it's going to be like the A-Team.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I also wonder, is this going to be a recurring show? Or is it going to be just one season? They never said otherwise. I guess they're going to see how popular it is first, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think they already have like at least a partially done second season just in case it's really popular, but not enough to where they won't lose too much, but they won't lose too much money on it. But I don't know. I think Star Wars needs a reoccurring cartoon. I think it's good for the brand.
I think this could be a show that would, if they only do like a short one or two run series, you could kind of create another animated show like during the OT, and then, you know what I mean? You could like carry it through the sequel trilogy and like just kind of spin off to spin off to spin off. It feels like that. You know what I mean? This is a spin off of Clone Wars. So anyway, I could see them doing something like that.
Right. So how did you feel, Dallas, since it was your first time, man? Were you shocked? Were you blown away? Had you heard enough about it that you're like, okay, I sort of saw this coming?
Well, one of the things that, like, because I knew nothing. I honestly, like, when they announced it in the original announcement, the details just didn't stick with me. So just watching this, I'm going, oh yeah, Echo's there. Yeah, they saved him. Yeah, oh cool, he's going to be part of the, you know, even though I kind of knew that detail from the show, it was like kind of reassuring to have that all kind of come back, and like it kind of brought new, like, oh, they can do some interesting stuff with him.
You know, right.
Having been plugged in with the, you know, the separatist army, and now we're moving into Order 66, and there's like things with that, like, what if he found out about the chips during that time? There's some interesting storylines they can explore.
Right. And do the Bad Batch have the chips installed?
Yeah.
Are we going to see Order 66 happen from their perspective? Just all those things, man. It's really cool to speculate on. And again, May 4th, it's going to be here before you know it. And 70 minutes of cartoon goodness is pretty great for me. I'll take it.
Same.
But, you know. Same. So, yeah, there's that. Anything else on that, man, that you can think of besides the fact that I haven't seen Figure One?
I know the figures are out there. They're just not out there near us. I've seen people post they have them, and that, and the Asajj Ventress, and the Bo-Katan. Oh, yeah. I've seen people all have those, and I pre-ordered that Bo-Katan, and I've heard nothing about any movement on that. So
who'd you pre-order it from?
Because a certain store went out of business.
Yeah, no, it wasn't them. It was either Entertainment Earth or Dorkside, one of them. I'm not sure.
So
I did Big Bad.
Speaking of those who shall remain nameless, are they officially totally out of business, or?
I don't know, but I haven't seen an email from them in forever.
Now that you mention it, I don't think I have either, unless, you know, somebody.
It's been 2 months. When I say forever, none of March or February, I can definitely say I have not seen an email from them.
And I was getting them on the regular, man.
Yeah. Once every 3-4 days.
So
at one point. The signs are all down off the building they were in. The for lease sign is up. I mean, like, and I'm not getting the emails about shit I can't really get if I pay for it. So
were they established brand before they came to your town?
I think they were, the owners were from here.
Okay.
It was my impression. So I got that because it
made it seem as if they had like multiple locations or something.
No, they were online first, and then they decided to open up a brick and mortar location. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had been online for a year or so and selling.
They should have stayed online.
No, I think that the majority of their business was online. The location was more or less, hey, we need a place to ship this stuff and store this stuff out of. Why not open a brick and mortar? Because like the store part of it was like the size of somebody's living room. It wasn't very big. It was like the walls were all shelved, and then they had like two shelves over here, three shelves over here, and then like flat screens that you could order stuff off the website that they didn't have there that you could just buy right there and there. So it wasn't a very big space. So it was mostly warehouse for all their shit. But now that it's got the sign, the area of town they were in is not an expensive area to rent in. I mean, you couldn't got cheaper real estate. I think they're done.
Well, their last tweet was in February. And if you go to their website under pre-order, there's just a whole bunch of blocks that say product tile.
Yeah, yeah. Their site's toast.
So.
Oh, man, how the mighty have fallen.
Here's the deal. I don't want to see that happen to anybody. You know, I can't imagine how tough it is to have a business like that. And but man, when you start ripping people off, that's when it becomes a big problem. And, you know, transparency and all that would have gone a long way if they would have just flat out said, look, of course, after promising me my money and then never delivered on it. That's real sad. But anyway, I hate to go on about it. But yeah, I would like to have those Bad Batch toys. I guess.
Cool. I think they're cool.
I say that. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to have that. But then I think about that snow speeder I couldn't wait for. I opened it. I put my figures in it. I looked at it, and there it sits. You know, right along with
sitting right there.
Every other thing I have.
But I tell you what, I wouldn't mind owning that Asajj Ventress Black Series.
Yeah, I've got her pre-ordered too.
That would be cool. I definitely am getting the Bo-Katan because, you know, Mando's. I've always loved Asajj Ventress, either from the original Clone Wars cartoon to the one that we all know and love now. She's always been an awesome character, and I think she was slightly underutilized too, Asajj Ventress.
Well, I thought in the Clone Wars, man, I really enjoyed what they did with her, and if you read Dark Disciple,
yeah.
That is a good one, man. That is some excellent, excellent Asajj Ventress action. And you sort of see her in a new light. I really, really enjoyed that one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would be 100% down with if they did an animated series surrounded about her bounty hunting. You know, like, because she became a bounty hunter on Clone Wars. I would love to see more of that shit.
I would love an animated movie that was Dark Disciples. I think that would be
how about fantastic. That? Yeah,
like, you know, just like an hour and a half movie. Not even that. You know, what I mean, I think that would be sweet because, I mean, I would like to see it live action, but I don't think they'd go for it. You know what I mean? But like, Dallas, did you ever read Dark Disciple?
Not yet. I still need to.
I think Eric could attest that. The story of it was very good, and I think it could have been a movie. I think it's the way it's written, what's going on, and stuff like that. If enough people knew who the fuck she was, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. They could say, hey, this is Star Wars. Maybe they could say this is Star Wars. Here's Quinlan Voss. Here's Asajj Ventress. Let's do this thing. But I don't know how well it would do in the movies.
Yeah, that's tough to say, man.
I would think that would be a 4-part Disney Plus series animated.
I don't know, man. I'd like to see Asajj Ventress in live action. I really would. And Quinlan Voss. You know, we did kind of see him in Phantom Menace. But
the tough thing about Asajj Ventress is, I mean, in mind you, they did it with other characters. They bridged that gap. So how difficult it would be, it remains to be seen. But she had a very unique structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd obviously have to make some exceptions to that to make it work out. But you know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You put a bald cap on Taylor Swift and put her out there, I bet she could do a good, pretty good Assage Ventress.
T-shirt still wouldn't be up on TeePublic.
I'm just saying, dude. she got that long slender frame like she does. I bet she could do it.
Dude, Taylor's, golly, she's awesome.
Eric would be like, she can plunge a lightsaber into my chest and make out with me anytime.
She's got like those kind of like thick lips too, like the similar style lips that Taylor Swift has. I don't know. I think it could work. Put a ball cap on her, paint her like a light purple, make it happen. Eric's like, nope.
Well, guys, that's all we got time for tonight. So, is there anything else Star Wars wise?
Have you ever heard the tragedy of Lego, the Star Wars game?
Oh, God. Oh, that.
Yeah, this tragedy of the Star Wars Lego game.
Speaking of who didn't get what, the forever delayed epic Lego Star Wars Skywalker saga. It was supposed to come out when, like, originally was like supposed to, like was it last
October 10? So I think was when it was supposed to be. Then they pushed it and said March, and then they said spring, and now like, Cruiser. Like, what have they said?
They're like, nah, dog. It's
you wanted Lego, right? Well, you're gonna have to wait till a future date.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there actually is a date here because I don't remember seeing an actual. It says all of us at TT Games are working hard to make Lego Star Wars the Skywalker Saga the biggest and best ever Lego game, but we're going to need more time to do it. We won't be able to make our intended spring release date, but we'll provide updated launch timing as soon as possible. So they're like, someday.
Man, well, the thing is, I get it and I appreciate the idea of it. It's a new engine, new game engine. Yeah. And I think that all of the Lego games are the same. Variations on a theme.
Yeah.
Because we have a ton of them in this house. And they did make some improvements, like over the original Star Wars Complete Saga, which was episodes 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool game, but like, for example, when it's two player, which, you know, if you're going to play two player, the Lego games are a big one, that it never went to split screen. And then so it was a little tough because, you know, you'd be at one edge of the screen trying to get your counterpart to move and they wouldn't do it. And you'd be like, damn it, Henry. Come on. And then he got to where he was watching YouTube videos constantly. He knew where everything was. I'm like, this isn't fun anymore. Yeah. But anyhow.
Oh, my God. Eric, I'm glad you mentioned that. Because the video game thing with kids watching YouTube tutorials and whatnot. Like my kid watches Zebra Gamers, this dude. Like, we recently started playing Zelda Breath of the Wild together. Like, I'm going back through it. He's wanting to play it because he watched this guy play it a whole bunch. So, like, I'm playing it. And he's telling me how to play it. And he's never played it before. And I'm like, you've got to stop right now, son. Look, I know how to play this game. He's like, yeah. But he's like naming off all these complicated names of shit that I didn't even know about. I'm like, how are you taking in all that information and remembering it from a video you saw 3 months ago? Like, it's those sponge minds of kids. I'm very jealous of them because they retain everything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I can't remember a PIN code.
Yeah, man, that's somebody tells me their name and it's instantly gone.
Yeah,
right. I mean instantly, like there's a bulldozer shoving it out the other ear.
Yeah,
but
it's not that I don't care. Well I don't care, but I also can't remember. Right, is that what you're saying?
but yes it's, you know, I don't want to Yes,
I do it with my customers. They're like, hi, my name is Heidi. Oh, hi, nice to meet you, Heidi. 5 minutes later, I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is this?
Dude, when I was going through all those old episodes of ours, editing them down, I came across, we had some titles that were just fire, man. And one of them was, remember the other day whenever, and King Tom went so far as to make fun of you on the Sith list for it, for Transdosians.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah,
it's Transdotians. Okay, yeah, Transdonians. And you said it again. But I was going through and we had an episode named Ellen Kerryman, because that's what you called Aaron Kellyman.
Ellen Kerryman.
Ellen Kerryman. And that was one of my faves. But anyhow. Yeah, names are hard, man. But kids being able to memorize this stuff is just bonkers. Anyway, so since then, Lego games, they went to a fluid split screen, which is really pretty neat. It's very disorienting at first. But the trick is to keep your eye on your character, because it will split vertically, cut horizontally, diagonally, and it's like in a circle. And then
it's like just however it works for the moment, is what you're saying.
It's very well done, though. Cool. All the games, they have a sameness to them. And then I guess now it's going to be completely rethought. So I'm excited for that. But I really want that. I want it for my kids and for me. And I feel like this is one of those things, kind of like with the Jar Jar. The further you get away from the Rise of Skywalker, the less copies of this game you're going to sell.
Yeah.
Because, dude, just like anything else, you find that the longer you wait before, like, okay, something gets released day one, and you're like, oh God, I have to have it. What am I going to do if I don't get this? 60 days later, you finally see one. You're like, I can wait. I waited this long. I'll just wait some more. And, you know, I hope that doesn't happen to this, because they're putting a ton of development time into it, and it's a subject I really like. So,
my kid asks all the time. That he says all the time he wants a Star Wars Lego game. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. I'm hoping it's coming soon. Because I can't find my Force Awakens one, that which sucks. But
I've got two of them.
There you go.
For Xbox.
For Xbox.
Yeah.
Nice.
Somebody gave me one. So now I've got one for the upstairs Xbox and one for the downstairs Xbox. But, you know, check the sales, man, on the Xbox store.
Okay.
You'll find them. You'll find them. Because you have The Force Awakens, and there's DLC for that. You'll have the Complete Saga, which is a good one. And you'll have Lego Star Wars 3, which was a 360 game, I think. But it's Clone Wars.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. That was on Game Pass for a while, and Henry and I were enjoying playing that. But I have it on Steam, but my Windows PC sucks. And so it struggles sometimes. But anyhow. So, there's also the is it the last Thrawn book in the trilogy?
Is that the second trilogy?
Yeah, the second one.
Second trilogy.
Yeah, yeah. It was supposed to come out like next year, I guess. I think the new one either is about to come out or just come out. I'm not sure. I'm way behind the publishing. But there's the second one's come out like really soon, and then the third one's coming out later this year, like in November, I think. So they're releasing two of them. I guess old Zahn just couldn't put the pen down, I guess. I got no idea. But I'd like to say I'm excited for it, but I don't really care.
I hate feeling that way too. Yeah.
Me too. The first trilogy was so good in comparison. Like, I'm just, even the books that were a little bit weaker, like compared to that first one we just got, I'm just like, oh fuck.
I'm still working on Into the Dark, and this is not Into the Dark's fault at all that I don't have it done, but it has gotten really good. Isn't that the name of it, Into the Dark?
Yeah, I keep forgetting to keep going. Like, I'm on chapter 6 or 7.
But it's
right there too.
It's for me, it's just a matter of time. If I'm going to stay up late, I end up playing Red Dead, which, by the way, the Red Dead motivators, not the success I hoped for. It was still good.
But was there some bad motivation going on?
It was my normal crew. But add in our buddy Tommy. And he's good, man. He's not super high level, but he was telling us stories about how he got completely banned from Red Dead Online whenever the game was like early Red Dead Online.
Yeah,
but he's back, and it was a lot of fun playing with him. But I really feel like, man, we can do this again, guys. We can make it happen for reals.
For real, for real. Yeah. I kind of feel bad that you announced that like 3 days after I installed it from my Xbox. Like, I could have done that, but I guess I won't.
Yeah. And I didn't. Lucas wasn't there. Lucas Sellers. And, you know. But it is what it is. It was still a good time. I would like to see us just completely take it over. But it was fun nonetheless. We ended up, so when I play this game, anybody who's familiar with it, my honor typically stays at just about 100%.
Oh, yes.
I'm a good guy.
He never shuts up about it when you're playing with him, too.
He's like, my honor. Flexing on us all this weird.
No, it's not even that.
100% it's honorable.
It's whenever you guys are in my posse and you're wrecking it. It's like, hey, man, I got a reputation to uphold because I play like I am in real life.
And then I shoot a granny in the face.
You know?
So you're saying when I go annihilate some campers and then like shoot everybody's livestock and skin their cows and take the meat right there in town and then shoot the lawman right in his face when he shows up, like you don't want me rolling with you because your honor is going to be like in the toilet.
Well, so here's the deal. We got bored because, you know, Tommy, he's not into doing all of the daily challenges like we are farming for gold and all that. So we decide we go into Valentine, which usually Valentine's Friday night, it's going to be a total crap show.
Yeah, and bumping.
You get all the griefers in there that can't wait to just wreck your good time. Nobody. So we just start laying waste to the town. It's all NPCs. We destroy the place to the point where lawmen quit coming. There's just nobody left. We assume we broke the game. And one by one, each one of us, our Xbox is completely locked up. And we had to actually restart the consoles.
Wow.
Dude, we did something. And so if you guys are familiar with it, when you're playing, you amass a bounty against you. And if you see somebody whose bounty is like getting close to $20, they have been a bad person. Oh, right. Yeah. Because usually you see there's a player bounty nearby of $5 and something. My bounty was $33 and some change. And my honor was at about 12%
Damn.
Of 100. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But, you know, don't worry, everybody. I've since got my honor back to the good 100% that it needs to be. But anyhow, we'll do it again sometime. Hopefully everybody can join in. It is a good time. It's a great game. Lots of fun. But so
it is a fun game. I kind of wish I kind of when I was playing, I was like, man, I wish I would play the campaign. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I would have gone through and done it
instead of, you mean the online campaign or the actual game,
the campaign.
Dude, it is the best. The best. I would go through it again.
Really. It's just so long. I don't know.
It is very long. There is some great South Park moments about that game that my buddy Luke Metz sent me. It was the compilation of all the clips of it where it's a cop and he goes home and all he wants to do is play Red Dead. And it turns out his wife's been playing over his save game.
No.
Oh, I did see that.
It's hilarious, so man. It. Yeah. But anyway. But anyway, has everybody seen this? Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That show is something else, man. And Marvel is really doing the business, right? I have been very pleased with this show thus far. And I mean, it's had some mixed reviews as far as the pacing of it goes. Me personally, I really dig it. But you know... Yeah. We've got a new thing from Marvel coming before long, and it is Loki. And there was a new trailer for it, right? Just released. Everybody see it? Well, we're going to watch it right now. We're going to watch the Loki trailer, and we're going to be like, holy crap, man, can you believe this? Oh, my gosh, it's really something, all right. I love it. It's wild stuff,
it's right? It's so good.
Yeah, so we are going to watch it real quick. And so it's the same window, dudes. I hope you still have Watch Together open. If not, go back and click on it again.
Clicked.
I got to click it again.
All right.
I'm in.
Killing all it. Right. Oh, are we ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Ah!
Ugh. I know what this is. Tom Hiddleston's so good. I can't believe he made out with Taylor Swift.
The time you holding a silent grudge or what?
A little bit.
And yeah. I see the clowns are playing their parts to perfection.
I love it. Man, I'm so glad he's getting his own show.
Big yeah, me guy. Too.
I love it. Makes you sound super smart.
Man. Luke Wilson, bring him in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, the music in this trailer is so good.
Yes, it is. Please wait, that's not Luke Wilson. That's his brother.
This is absurd.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Owen Wilson.
Dot matrix printer. So good.
Bring it back. It all works out, huh, Dallas?
Yep. But don't bring it back because I hated it. But anyway.
I want you to help us fix it.
And so, you know, this explains what happened and him being outside of time. The timelines.
But the thing is like, I don't know. Does that go against what the Hulk was saying in Endgame?
Yeah. Well, they are referring to him as a variant.
When he made fun of Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a great line in here. Hang on. It's coming up.
Manipulate me.
Oh, this one.
I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
Come on.
You're not big on trust, are you?
This looks so good, man.
Trust me.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Almost every moment of your entire life, you've literally stabbed people in the back like 50 times. Why never do it again?
It's like all he does.
Yeah, he's great, man.
Yeah.
I love him in the movies, and to have this is really good. I really, really like it. But
Loki is the one that I've been looking forward to the most. Out of all the ones they announced, I've loved the ones they come out with. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, to me, this is like the biggest deal. Like Loki has been, like they've all had like their, like Vision and Wanda and Falcon Winter Soldier, those are all big characters. They're all part of the whole deal. But Loki's been around for, I think, longer than all the rest of them. You know what I mean?
Thor 1.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, like he's not had his own movie or anything, but he's been in at 5 movies, I think, something like that.
Oh, more than that, 3 Thor movies alone.
He was in 6 because he was in the first Avengers, and he was in Infinity War and Endgame, and he was in all 3 Thors. So that's 6 at least.
I love him. He's a great actor. He portrays the part so well, man. I mean, it's just brilliant the way he portrays Loki. I'm super stoked on it.
And the problem is these guys do such a good job portraying these characters. They get so ingrained in our brain as to what that is, that if they were ever to like recast it, we'd have to like take a step back and like, okay, like, accept the new version. You know what I mean? Like if they ever came out with another Tony Stark, like that'd be hard to get past that. Or a new Captain America.
They'll never do that one either.
Or specifically a new Steve Rogers, I should say. There's been other Captain Americas, but like, you know.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, let's just talk about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And the story's developing more and more. I really like Aaron Kellyman and her character Carly, and you're sort of stuck on where she's the bad guy, I guess, but
she's like antagonist adjacent.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, doing something noble And it's just tough to pin down how to feel about it. But, you know, they're causing chaos and people are getting hurt and all these things. But man, oh man, the action is so good. She's a great actress and really good in the combat stuff. And I'm real stoked on her being in there. As far as the show goes, it's not very many episodes. What, six, I think?
Yeah.
And there's three gone already. And the story, I don't want to say it's a slow burn because there's a lot of stuff happening and they're filling a lot of things in. I like the character development and I like the relationship between Bucky and, what's the Falcon's name?
Sam.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the crap they get into. And I don't know.
Well, like this one at the beginning, you know, he goes to the doctor who, you know, caused King T'Challa's dad to die. You know, that dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Zemo shows right up, right in his like little visiting area. And Zemo's like repeating the words to get the Winter Soldier started. Like it's the only thing he starts saying. And
I have to bring this up because it was one of the coolest things I've seen from his character in a long time. Ever since he went to Wakanda and kind of had like his peace treaty moment in his mind, you know, like where he's recovering from being the Winter Soldier. Right. And so he's been kind of tame since then. And like, you see him fight, but it was much more so with a gun than like his metal fucking arm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like in this episode, when Zemo told him, he's like, hey, you're going to have to pretend to be something you claim you're not anymore to get into this place where they went. And he like told him to attack in Russian or whatever. And he went nuts. That was some of the coolest action I've seen from Bucky's character. The whole moment felt very, very raw and like real. Like it was very aggressive and it was just like he just turned it on like that and beat the shit out of everybody. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was a great scene.
That just whole like some the of the whole, best action I've seen in all of Disney Plus, frankly.
Well the whole dance club scene, right? Like I wanted that to last. I feel like it ended like very abruptly, because like you saw like Zemo like get on the dance floor, talk to his little dance move, and it was over. I was like, no, we need more of that. Like, where's that at? I was digging it, but I felt like it just kind of went pretty quick, and when they're blend in moment or whatever. But the addition of Zemo is really adding an excellent element to the show. I think he's gonna. It's going to constantly be the when is he going to betray us? Is he still helping us? Like that whole thing happened about six times during this episode. So I mean, they can't trust him, but they have to. The whole chestnut of a story.
When they pull up to his PJ and he's got the butler like he's Batman or some shit. Wait, you got money?
he said his butler was like, hey, do you want some food? And he was like, he said we speak a different language, and he goes, no. He goes, I'll take some, because he goes, but if it's like bad, like if it smells bad, give it to them. It's like something like that. And they're like, okay, yeah. But I figured the Winter Soldier would know what he was saying, but I guess he didn't. But yeah, it was, some people were saying this wasn't their favorite one. And I think it was my favorite episode so far.
Oh, it was mine easily.
Yeah.
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 They've progressively gotten better. Like the first one, every time Eric brings up their six episodes, I'm like, man, like, you could have put some of this other shit in that first episode and like made another one out of, you know, made it seven.
I don't know. I disagree. I think the first episode was what it needed to be. I think it needed to be slow and needed to show them where they are and what they're trying to accomplish after the Avengers is over, essentially, you know? And I think
they needed to do that for 30 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, their whole reason for thinking of who they were, what mattered to them, what made them good is gone. Steve Rogers, he's gone. And that was they always rallied around him, and he was, you know, and he kept Bucky centered in the world that he was trying to, you know, come back into. Now he has these psychologists and the government telling him what he has to do in order to be not considered a dangerous weapon and whatever else, or punished for his crimes. And that whole line And I can't remember. I think it was the last episode where he told Sam that if Steve was wrong about, because he was mad about verse 15, they're talking about the shield, about him turning the shield, and he goes, if Steve was wrong about, he gave you that shield for a reason. If he was wrong about you, that means he was wrong about me. And like the acting from him there was very, very good. You really felt like he felt it. And I live for those kind of slowish moments that really kind of carry the story and their characters forward. So I don't know. I think the first episode needed to be slow so those kind of moments could happen.
Yeah. I thought that was a really cool breakthrough, you know, when it comes to like mental health and how people think about themselves and all that. But in this episode, seeing like Bucky do his thing and really kick ass, but then also now they're trying to decide, man, she's trying to bring, you know, like medicine to people. What do we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that
they're calling her Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thought that I had was that, yeah, she's like Robin Hood. Now, when you have this other Captain America guy, I do not like him.
Great value, America.
And I think that he's going to turn out to be like a bad guy. Because, you know, in this recent episode, he's already deciding to bend the rules of engagement if the outcome is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're just, you know, you're a few steps away from everything going to hell for that, but where they're going to have to stop him. They're already wanting the shield back. You know, how's that going to go?
Right.
But
yeah. I don't know if he ends up being a bad guy, maybe his final fate, but I don't think he wants to be a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like his character, like I think he genuinely thinks that he's trying to do good and he wants to be a good person. But them taking the shield away from them and some other stuff might make that go a different route.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Might be setting us up for that.
Yeah. But this is just a one and done series too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Man, I wonder how long until people are like, man, it'd be great to have a season two of that very awesome show you made. You know? Like I think they all kind of accepted it with WandaVision because of how well it carried the story and built it and had an actual end, you know what I mean, to whatever was coming next with her. Like it had a little bit of cliffhanger, but it's going to work with something else, so they don't need to have another season. But like, do you think they're going to ever have like a show? Like, I mean, I guess they will. Like The Mandalorian, where it's reoccurring.
I think Loki is it.
No.
It's only one and done.
I think all of these, are the one and done. And I don't know if they've announced yet that, you know, if there's a show that's not going to be that way, but I don't know. I mean, surely eventually there will be. But when you look at the effects in these, I mean, it's just got to cost a tremendous amount of money to produce a television show.
It's crazy.
At this level.
Oh, yeah.
And
this was a movie trailer we watched. It was a movie trailer.
Yeah. And plainly, I totally lost where I was going with this. Blah, 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 effects. And, plainly Disney Plus is raking in the cash.
Oh, yeah, dude. Way more.
Like almost 20 million subscribers now?
No. Way more than that.
Oh, really? Wow.
They have more than 20 million the first day.
Oh.
It's over 100 million now.
Oof.
Yeah,
that's serious.
That's worldwide, I believe. But still, that's a lot.
Well, the thing about that is, it's from a corporate standpoint, it's easy math. If you're keeping these people on an average of 6 months, you know, and the people you lose at 6 months, you're gaining back in new subscribers and keeping it, you know, to that big level. I mean, you can go ahead and say, okay, they're all paying this. I'm going to make X. Now I'll be able to produce this with this budget because I know I can replace it and throw this back in the bank. I mean, that is a nice thing for them with a subscribed service like this, you know, like, and if they continue to bring out new materials that keep people like subscribed, because I mean, think about WandaVision, where it's ended and where this started. And now we've got Loki coming out. I mean, these are just, you can't cancel, guys. We keep coming out with this good shit.
Well, the brilliant thing they did, which had to cost them a ton of money up front and discounts to Verizon and whoever else partnership they had with them, but they were giving away year subscriptions to Disney Plus out the get-go. So somebody could get it, get used to it, and then see that they're starting to come out with like new shows and whatever. It's very slowly. It's like they didn't start with a bunch of brand new content, right? So yeah. So given the year, and maybe they hang around for a little bit longer and pay for it for a while before you know it, they're stuck to it, and it's their new Netflix, and they're investing in the new shows that are coming out and stuff like that. But yeah, I just looked that up. They just surpassed 100 million subscribers.
Damn,
man!
In a year and a half.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
That's like a lot of fucking money. Yeah. I'm like, this 1 month is blowing me away. At what is it?
Now, it'd be like 600. It'd be like 700 million or $800 million
a year or per month.
For a month,
yeah, I believe. For 12 months of a year. Yeah, I think they can afford to make these look like fucking movies.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think they could afford to make a do it. They only had 10 million subscribers. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But it's...
Well, it's just nice to know
it's saved not going them, anywhere. Though.
Yeah.
Like, I won't say it saved Disney, but it made them stay profitable during the horrible time.
Oh, yeah.
Disney Plus. So, yeah. I mean,
because you think about all the time and energy. Well, the other thing is too, like, it might have been a good thing for just the property in general because they could focus more energy into creating stuff for the platform.
Yeah.
You know, so now they've got a stable coming in. They can back off a little bit, go back to movies, but also know it'd be interesting to see if they keep doing the premiere release of movies. When they put, you know, when everybody can is really fully back to going to films and stuff on a regular basis.
I'll be surprised if that goes away now that it's out there.
I just wonder if it's been as good as they, because I don't know how long it took them to take off the Mulan, because that was the first one, right?
Well, it never left the service.
Yeah, but I mean, how long was it until it was just free for everybody?
It was like in December is when it became free.
So 2 months, I think.
Two or three months. It came out in September, didn't it?
Yeah, it was about 2 or 3 months.
So here's the thing, though, man. I was thinking about this because it came up with, like, what about, or am I ready to go to the movie theater? Maybe my wife 100% is not. So, but when Black Widow comes out, are we willing to pay this amount of money? And blah, blah, blah. And I remember Rashad, I'm going to make fun of him again, like really going to the mat for this, how devastatingly terrible it is and slippery slope and all that. And then I got to thinking. Yeah, that's right, Rashad.
This should be called the We Hate Rashad podcast.
I don't hate Rashad. I love Rashad. Yeah, but he is a little bitch. But so... you know what, man? He is looking super cool these days. He's grown his hair out and playing guitar and like a little bitch. But
so many insult sandwiches you're making today.
But anyway,
I was waiting for lifting weights like a little bitch.
I got to thinking about this. Okay, when if this had been a completely different app called Disney Premier Plus or whatever they refer to that as, Premier Access, and it wasn't on the Disney Plus app, people would pay $30 for a long-term rental of this thing without batting an eye. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that it's on Disney Plus as a which is already a subscription service that burns people's ass. But here's the thing: Amazon Instant Video has been doing it no problem with with Prime Video, because the thing is, Disney Plus in this case is merely the delivery method. Seriously, if it was a completely different platform, people would be like, "Cool, you mean I can pay $30 to go see this top shelf?" You know, blockbuster movie pay-per-view without having to, without having to go to the theater, and I can watch it all the time for 2 months before it's on Disney Plus. Kick ass.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's on Disney Plus, man, you know what I'm saying?
Like, my first instinct when it first came up was like, yeah, I can just wait 2 months until it's free. Like what you're saying makes it more enticing to go out and pay the $30 because you're not already paying for the service,
right? But like all it is
opposite effect of what they want, almost.
All it is a delivery platform. That's it. Yeah. If you think about it that way, so maybe they would have been better off having it to where it was a separate app. Because I mean, as far as the servers go and data delivery, it could have still been the exact same thing. And then they just put a placeholder for it in Disney Plus that will jump you over to the other app. If you want to do it I just think that's great, man, because it is a nice option.
Yeah.
Mulan wasn't important enough for me to do that, but to watch,
Black Widow.
Yeah, man. I'll probably do that.
Yeah. I think what's hurting their image right now probably is the fact that HBO is releasing these blockbuster movies without charging extra.
Yeah.
Right.
HBO Max. But you're also paying twice as much per month on the subscription. Yeah. So it's, you know, who's right, who's wrong.
I don't know if you've used HBO Max, but not a fan of its like ergonomics or whatever, like how you navigate their app. Yeah.
It feels like everything else to me.
Well, I have the same problem with Discovery Plus too, because I just subscribed to that. Like,
Discovery Plus is great. What are you talking about, son?
No, but you can't find the show you last watched.
Yes, you can. I do it all the time.
What, you have to go into the show and then go to the episode?
I think you're being too sensitive about this. You get like one more button to push. You're like, nope, not doing it. Fuck that. Everything sucks. No, sir.
Why isn't it just on the homepage? Like every other service.
I don't know. So Netflix.
That's my complaint about HBO Max too.
I feel like Netflix isn't as good about that as they used to be. Something changed in their user interface. Like something like,
yeah,
like,
you don't, your previous, you know, continue watching line, you know, it doesn't come up as often as early in your, as you're scrolling through their app. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But I don't know. I think they're all fine streaming platforms. Well, thankfully, we don't have to pay for HBO Max, but we have it, so that's pretty cool. I still haven't paid for Disney Plus. I am now, but I wasn't. I got the bundle from Verizon again, where I have Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus for like $12 a month, which is still cheaper than HBO. So I don't know.
Yeah, and ESPN Plus is legit.
Yeah,
like it's, you get like UFC fights.
The ESPN ones.
Yeah, but you can also go back and watch the ones after they air, after a week or so.
Well, that's actually something that came up on the Sith list. It's like the one of the movies that's coming out on HBO Max, the studio that made it, the people who worked on it are like pissed.
Yeah.
Because this movie's a big enough deal that it should have been, you know, in the theater. That's what it deserves to be, and so on and so on.
Godzilla versus Kong.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Here's the deal, and this is what I said on the Sith list. Good movie. It's not bad.
I liked it.
I haven't watched it.
I would say this as a way to look at it, that they believe in it so much that they expect it to drive up subscriber numbers to the point that they're willing to release it on there for no additional cost. It's not free. Okay. People need to get over that, It's free with subscription, which equals not free. Good Lord. I mean, it's
if they add or the amount of subscribers they add on top of who they keep, that's a win. That's what the movie made.
And so what they're telling you is we think this movie is so damn good that it is going to bring us just as much revenue or more this way in the long term than it is the other way, because cash flow is everything in business.
Mm-hmm. Especially streaming business, for sure.
Well, and if you're HBO, you got to be thinking to yourself, we want $16 a month for this shit. So if we need to put movies out there that are in the theater and not charge extra, then by God, we think it's worth it, because we can justify the higher price. That's what I feel like when they charge that much, is like, hey, you're going to get movies that you don't have to go see in the theater.
I am genuinely curious though, is if those kind of things go away. I think the at no additional cost thing might go away eventually once they're back in the theaters, but like having everybody's going back and whatnot. But you got to feel, because I mean, you guys talked about on the Sith list before, like way back when, even before the pandemic happened, and like we talked about before too. Like, I'm not opposed to sitting at home and watching a movie when it first comes out instead of going to the theater. I'm not opposed to it. I feel like my setup's good enough. My sound sounds good enough. I got my own popcorn. Good to go. I know people want that experience, but for any random any movie, there's a lot of movies that I don't go see until they're out of the theaters. But if I could see it while it's in theaters, I would do it. So I mean, I don't know. You think that's going away anytime soon?
I it's hard to say, man. It's all going to be just about when does the bottom line start getting affected?
Yeah,
big picture. That's going to drive the decision making process, is the money. Which I mean, it should. It's a freaking business, man. Yeah. I mean, it's the business of art, but it's still a business. You still have to, you know, it's you still have to be conscious of the ability to continue to make a product. You can't make a product if it makes no money. That's just how it works. It's a weird system, and that's reality. So
my prediction for the future, honestly, would be that they figure out a combination of something like this. The movie comes out in the theater for 2 months, then it goes on to the exclusive streaming service, and then cable, or DVD if they still do Blu-ray or whatever. People still want to buy a hard copy. Like, that's what you'll see. Like, they'll let the theater make... They'll let the box office make some money, then they'll grab the exclusive deal, because like in the past, I mean, if I remember correctly, let's just go back to 2005, a movie would come out and then you wouldn't see the DVD for what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah. It's definitely gotten a lot closer but the movies themselves would run a lot longer in the theaters.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, 2 months is about what a movie runs anyway. So you might as well like captivate all that cash to make people go see it.
I think you'd be surprised how short amount of time movies stay in theaters these days comparatively. They're moving in and out. Not now, because there's no movies going in currently. No,
but I mean, before the virus, I felt like if it was a regular MCU movie, you'd see it in the theater for 2 months.
Yeah. Maybe.
But it would, like, obviously showtimes would be down to, like, one or two at a big megaplex, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One or two a day within 3 weeks of the release, you know, unless it was, like, cooking like a Star Wars flick.
Yeah. Yeah. There is that. Star Wars is really the one guaranteed I will go to the theater at all costs sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Past that, man, it's not... I don't have the push to do it. You know, I went to see Endgame, but, you know, past that, I don't know. Here's something neat. My dog just crashed right in front of me. So there's that. That's extra rad. And feeling real good about it. Not concerned at all about the show whatsoever. Just trying to be cool, man. Just trying to be cool.
Everything's fine. Everything's good, man. Yep,
everything's fine here.
Should we wrap up here?
Yeah, we probably should, just in case. So, yeah, guys, keep watching The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because we need Disney Plus to keep loving to make that stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess, hopefully, like we said, after this week, we'll be out of podcast jail and we learned a lesson, valuable lesson. It won't happen again, UMG. Don't worry. I mean, I'll still listen to Taylor Swift every day, but, you know, I won't put it at the end of the show. But in the meanwhile, to help get us out of jail, if you care to contribute, you can go to patreon.com/thebadmotivators. It means a ton to us. Check it out over there. And you know what? Even, you know, the people who aren't Patreon supporters, man, you guys rule too. Just thank you for listening to the show. Thank you so much. I know we joke around about it, but honestly, there are a lot of times, Jesus, learn to speak English, Eric, that I am astounded that people listen to us go on. But anyway, yeah, check out the link in the show description. Also, check out our merch at TeePublic and Redbubble. Hopefully that Taylor Sith t-shirt's back up there under a different name. And there's other stuff there too, I guess. Whatevs. And you can follow the show, right? If you're on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at @bad_motivators. You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Strothers and Luke.
At Luke Cruiser.
And Dallas.
At Turkin Tangents.
Sweet, man. Well, hey. I think Taylor Swift is awesome. And until next week, we are out of here.
Goodbye.
Later.
The Bad Motivators.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.